Blog Talk Radio.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can know?
Praise the Lord, and hello everyone.
and welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, a.k.a. UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I'd like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Call, text, or inbox all your friends right now and your family members and tell them to call in or click on my picture on Facebook, wherever they see this post on Facebook, Tumblr, Alignable, or Twitter, LinkedIn, all of them. Wherever you see the post of this program, tell them to click on my picture, and you'll be able to listen to the program from your computer. And or just dial in. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. So let them know that, 646-668-8537. And keep in mind that if anyone that you know missed the program today, they can always click in, click on my picture tomorrow when they see the post of this show, or the next day or the next week, wherever they see my picture in the post of this particular program. If they want to hear it again, they can just go to it where they see the post, click on my picture, and you can hear the entire program from beginning to end. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tell them to, I want you guys to stay with me for this 1 hour, just an hour out of your day that you can be blessed. Stay with me. And you will see that I'm going to preach on something that's very important, actually. I'm going to teach on how to bless God and how to serve God. How to bless Him. That's the name of my message, as a matter of fact. It's how to bless God and how to serve God and how to do it properly. You see, when it comes to serving the Lord, there are certain things that's required. For example, when Cain and Abel brought their offerings before the Lord, Abel's offering was accepted, but Cain's was not. Why? Cain's offering was not acceptable to God because he didn't do what was required. We can't just give God what we want. We can't worship Him the way we want. We can't do whatever we want. Even if it's a work for the Lord, we can't just do what we want. We must give and do what is required, obeying Him and doing things according to His word. We have to do what is required. In my message today, you will learn what God requires of us. You will learn how to bless God and how to serve God in the things and in the way He requires. No more guessing games, no pretending, and no more coming before the Lord with offerings that are not acceptable. Our God is a consuming fire. Well, we know He's a consuming fire, but He's a God of order. And the things pertaining to service and blessing, when it comes to the Lord, it must be done in the right way, the right reasons. And you will learn the correct way to bless the Lord and to serve the Lord in my message today. So don't go away. We will be right back. Praise the Lord.
In my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
Word on.
Listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors, and as you've heard me to say many times, all of my regular listeners, all true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Hallelujah, and now let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we're here again to hear your message, your word. We ask that you open up our understanding that we can receive what you have prepared for us today. Let us receive it. Let us have the spirit of revelation, which is the Holy Spirit, the one who leads us and guides us into all truth. And let us find the truth in your word, O Lord, that we may grow and wax strong in the spirit for the glory of God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now let's get into our message for today. We're going to talk about how to bless God and how to serve God and how to do it properly, the right way. Thank you, Lord. God is continually blessing us and serving us. But now the question is, well, how do we bless and serve God? To bless the Lord means to make him happy. What makes God happy? Well, one of the things we can do is praise him. Give him praise. God wants us to give him praise. He formed his true believers for that very purpose. Isaiah 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. When we truly praise him and give thanks to him, that makes him happy. Also, when we exalt him and worship him with all our hearts, with our whole heart, that's how we bless the Lord. We bless him when we do that, when we worship him and praise him with our whole heart. That blesses the Lord. That makes him happy. We bless the Lord by giving him the sacrifice of praise. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. By him, Jesus, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Blessings, you see, it comes. Blessings come. Blessing God is giving him honor for his grace and mercy, his loving kindness and compassion toward us, especially during the times we do not deserve it. Therefore, when we say, blessed are you, O Lord God, when we say words like that, we have to say it with our whole heart, with our whole heart. We bless him. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Forgiveth, he forgiveth. That means he continually forgives all our iniquities, our inward sins, secret sins. Who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth your life from destruction, who crowneth you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth your mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's our declaration of trust that he will forever reign over our circumstances and our difficult situations on our behalf. He will reign over these things for us. God is good and we depend on his goodness. He is good to us because he loves us. God is blessed and happy when we love him with all our hearts and love each other as ourselves. Mark 12, verse 29 and through 31. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, this is the Lord speaking, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's none other commandment greater than these. Well, what's that telling you? That if you're able to do all of this, if you're able to love the Lord with all that is within you, your heart, your mind, your soul, if you're able to love the Lord like that and then love your neighbor, people in your family, friends, relatives, even strangers or neighbors, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you can do that, then you have fulfilled all the commandments of God. That's deep. You see, God is happy and blessed when we are one with him, one in him and one with him. God is blessed when he sees that we actually have a desire to be one with him. That makes him happy also, that we have a desire to be one with him, because this is in keeping with the prayer of Jesus Christ, John 17, verse 21, that they all may be one as thou art. Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That was Jesus' desire, is for us to be one with him, with God the Father, and with the Holy Spirit. It was God's desire for that. And if we have that desire, then blessed are we. But that makes God happy. Therefore, he is blessed. God is blessed when we work in partnership with the Holy Spirit so that we can be led by his Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Lord is blessed when we make up our minds to humble ourselves before the Lord. You see, humble ourselves so that we can be led. When we walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit, we walk in love. And that's a blessing to the Lord, as it is written in John 13, verse 35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. We walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit and in love. God is truly blessed when we commune and fellowship with him. That makes him happy when we get into his secret place. Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth, that means you stay there, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verses 5 through 10, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. All of this is good reason to bless the Lord, for he is worthy. Just keep in mind that if you make the Lord happy, then he makes you happy. Psalm 115, verse 18. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And we don't just bless him once. We bless him at all times. As it is written in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And not just at all times, but forever. Psalm 145, verse 1, I will exalt you, my God and King. I will bless your name forever and ever. We must follow the example of Jesus Christ, which is to always do the things that pleases God. Jesus said that himself in John chapter 8, verse 29. And he that sent me, meaning God, he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. When we have a desire to please the Lord, that makes him very, very happy. And when we do the things that please the Lord, it makes him extremely happy. Therefore, he is blessed. Let us continue to praise the Lord, because praise makes the Lord happy. David praised the Lord continually in dance and in music. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We also bless the Lord when we pray. Pray. That's another way of blessing the Lord, when we pray without ceasing, which means to be always in the attitude of prayer and to pray all throughout the day. Quick prayers, long prayers, whatever you, even throughout your busy day, whenever you have time, stay in communication with the Lord, even throughout the night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 through 18. Pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Jesus often separated himself to go and pray. The apostles prayed, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Prayer is communication with the Lord, and the Lord always, always wants us to communicate with him. True prayer is an unselfish act of love and faith. Love and faith that God will answer your prayers simply because he loves you and you love him. Prayer is an unselfish act of love when you are praying for others, when you're praying for others because you love them and your desire is for their prayers to be answered and for them to be blessed by God also. God is blessed when we worship him in unity. We become irresistible to the Lord when we are in true unity. When we are in unity, he cannot resist us. He has to show up. He can't resist it. Like when the musicians and singers praised the Lord until his glory cloud entered the building. They were all in unity. He couldn't resist it. He had to show up. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 14. And it came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one. You notice they were as one. They were in unity, in one accord. They were as one. Oh, man, I'm telling you, if the church could truly come together in unity, even in their praising and worship, if they could truly be in unity. Anyway, that's a whole nother sermon, but continuing. To make one sound to be heard in praising. The singers were as one to make one sound, the singers and the trumpeters, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud. God's glory cloud, which is his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. The priest couldn't even do what they usually do because the presence of the Lord was so thick. It was so thick, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. God is blessed when we dance before the Lord. Dancing is a form of praise also. Miriam and the women danced and praised the Lord after Pharaoh's army was drowned in the Red Sea. Their enemies were destroyed, so the women danced and praised the Lord. King David danced before the Lord when the Ark of the Covenant returned to Jerusalem. Submission is another thing we do that makes the Lord happy and blessed. When we submit to him, he's happy, he's blessed. We bless the Lord when we submit to him. Although Moses tried to talk his way out of doing the Lord's will, and he had a few glitches in his walk, like when he smote the rock, but when he totally submitted and obeyed the Lord, he remained faithful to the Lord all his life. And God used him greatly to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. With great success. He did it with great success. Jonah also, he was another one. He tried to run from the Lord so that he wouldn't have to do or obey the Lord, so that he wouldn't have to do the Lord's will. He didn't want to obey the Lord, so he tried to run. But after spending 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, he surrendered and submitted to God's will. And by doing that, by him submitting to the Lord, submitting to the will of the Lord, a whole city was saved. The city of Nineveh was saved. The bottom line is, when it comes to blessing the Lord, it's because our blessings to God is the result of his blessings to us. That's why we bless the Lord, because he blessed us. You see, it's the result of him blessing the Lord. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the result of him blessing us that causes us to bless him. In other words, we've experienced his blessings. Therefore, we bless him by giving thanks and praise. You see, he blessed us, and then we bless him. Understand that just as he loved us first, he blesses us first also. Then we are able to love and bless him. And in that, God is happy. He is blessed. Now, let's move to the next one, because we talked about how do we bless the Lord. Well, we just told you how to bless the Lord. Now, how do we serve the Lord? Did you know that the Lord continually serves us every day? He provides, heals, delivers, keeps us secure and safe, and gives us peace of mind. Every day he makes these blessings available to us. However, there are many of us who don't always receive his blessings. We want to continue to do things our way, follow our own will, and make our own paths. But for those who do receive his blessings, he serves. He serves us. He serves those who really do truly receive his blessings, who are open to receive of him. He'll serve us. To serve the Lord means to work, to serve him with our actions, our love, our faith and obedience, our dedication and our devotion. We can't serve the Lord unless we are sure that he exists. That's one thing. We can't truly serve him unless we love him. And we can't serve him unless we have faith in him. As it is written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That means that he's real. He exists. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We serve him with our actions, our deeds, our duties, and we serve in faith. James chapter 2, verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Our works are our actions. Our actions are acts of love and faith toward God and obedience. We also serve him with our, like I said, obedience. Obedience is very important. Even Samuel told Saul these words in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? That's what he's asking Saul this question. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience is extremely important. Blessings come from being obedient. Like Abraham, he was obedient when God told him to leave his kindred and just go. He obeyed, not really knowing where he was going. It was blind obedience. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive as an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went, where he was going, in other words. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, Abraham probably didn't know it, but what he was really searching for was New Jerusalem. He was searching for God's people, the city, not forsaken, God's people. He was searching for God's city or people of peace, the city of peace, people of peace. Let's continue. Noah was obedient when he built the ark. It took him 100 years or so to build it, and he remained obedient until the work was done. Genesis chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And there was more and more details that he gave Noah pertaining to building the ark. And Noah did exactly what the Lord did, including the measurements, everything. Noah stayed committed to completing the ark, and he completed it. He did it. And by his obedience to God, he saved himself and his family. And God brought him and his family into a new world. Joshua was obedient when the Lord told him to take the children of Israel over the Jordan River into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. This is what the Lord told Joshua. This is what he was saying. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Joshua obeyed, and he was successful. He brought them into the land of promise. You see, anyone with a strong desire to serve God must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ first. That's it. There's no way around it. In this hour, you have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the test of our belief and our faith is when we serve the Lord with our actions, by literally and physically doing God's works and his will with full trust in God. The question was asked in the Bible about how do we do the works of God. And this is what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? What kind of question is that? Well, they asked that question because they saw Jesus doing the works of God. So they're saying, well, what can we do? What should we do in order to do that? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. In other words, he's saying, believe in me. And then believe on whoever I send to you. Believe in Jesus. That's the bottom line. God wants us to truly believe in Jesus Christ. We are then able to do mighty works if we truly believe in him. And the Lord said that himself in Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If we believe, have faith, be obedient to the Lord, act and step out in faith, then we can do the works. Because this is how we serve the Lord, by doing that, by continually doing his works, his will. We must understand that we serve God by serving his people. This is what the Lord told us to do in order to serve his people. Matthew 10, verse 6 through 8. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, or in this hour, it's Christianity, because many in Christianity are lost. And as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Whatever we do to bless, love, and help people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring souls into the kingdom of God, then we are serving God. We are doing God's will. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 through 39. For I was an hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer. The righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when saw we you hungry and fed you? When did we see you thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and came unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. We serve people. When we serve people, we serve God. Jesus also said that we will do greater works in order to serve him, to serve God in a very great way. The Holy Spirit helps us to serve the Lord. Just think about it. Jesus made it so that we can do greater works than he did when he walked the shores of Galilee. Can you believe that? Jesus said it in John chapter 14, verse 12. This is what the Lord said. He said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth, that means to continually believe in him, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Serving God is the willingness to work, and to work in unity according to God's will. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. You see, they worked and they gave. That's what we are to do, work and give. Serving the Lord is working and giving, giving of yourself, your time, your love, giving of your substance. It is giving for the benefit of others, which will in turn bless you, because we're serving the Lord in doing this. This is what it truly means to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord is working in unity for the purpose of obeying God's commands and his will. Exodus chapter 36, verses 4 and 5. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made, and they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. You see, the people worked and gave in order to accomplish what God had commanded them to do. They gave, they was giving so much that they gave more than enough. And the people that had to do the work for the sanctuary, they went to Moses and said, hey, the people are just constantly giving. You know, in other words, you got to tell them that's enough. You can stop your giving because we have more than enough. They worked and gave to accomplish what God had commanded them to do. Therefore, it's so important to note that when we serve the Lord, we must work in unity. We must have a mind to work, a mind to do the will of the Lord. We must be in agreement. We must be in one accord. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were there in obedience to the Lord. They were there for one purpose, to be endued with power so that they could do the works of Jesus Christ in order to serve God properly. We serve the Lord by stepping into and operating out of our office, our position in the ministry of Jesus Christ, in order to edify the church. And just keep in mind that every Christian is a minister of Jesus Christ. And we're here to edify the church, to strengthen each other, and to make the church perfect, bring the church into perfection. That's our job. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 shows us the fivefold ministry that we operate in today. It is for a purpose. And those who operate in these offices, and they operate properly in the right way, as it is required by God, those who are working in these offices in the right way, in love, faith, confidence, and obedience to God, are truly servants of the Most High God. Not pretenders, but the real, true servants of the Most High God. They are his true ministers. And here is the fivefold ministry given to us by God. And he, Jesus, gave some apostles. You see, he gives us apostles because the Lord needs his sent ones. Apostles mean sent ones. He needs his sent ones to go out and minister to the people and establish churches and ordain ministers so that the work can continue. And some prophets. He gives us prophets because the people need to hear the word of God so that they will know what is, what was, and what is to come, and in order to keep a fresh now word from the Lord consistently in their lives. He gave some evangelists. He gives us evangelists because God needs anointed workers out in the field to go from place to place and to do miracles, heal the sick, cast out demons, and raise the dead. The Lord gave some pastors. He gives us pastors because God's people need to be shepherded, led. They need to be led. They need to be fed, healed, taught, covered, loved, and cared for in a church, a congregation, or as a group or remnant. In order for the pastor to introduce them into a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. And when the people are ready, then they go out and do the same thing. They're sent out to do the Lord's will. The Lord gives us teachers. God gives us teachers because he needs people to unfold the word of God so that the people may receive the revelation of his word and a full revelation of Jesus Christ, and to have his word explained to them more clearly and perfectly for true understanding, that they may obtain true knowledge. All of this is for the perfecting of the saints, because God's people need to grow, wax strong in the spirit, and be perfected. All of this is for the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Not your ministry, but God's ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ, for to build up and strengthen the church, which is his body. That's what all of this is for. That's what it's all for. Whatever office you are in, you are to work from there and serve. To minister means to serve, and that's what we're doing, serving God and serving people. So don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't faint. Instead, renew yourselves, encourage yourselves in the Lord, in the things of the Lord, in God himself. Encourage yourself. Put on the full armor of God, and let's get busy. We have a lot of work to do in this hour, honestly. The true believing church, God's real people, real anointed people, we have a lot of work to do in this hour, because there's still people out there who don't know Jesus Christ. And there are many Christians, understand me, Christians who need deliverance, Christians who need healing, provision, safety, peace of mind, many who need love. And God's fully anointed ones are the ones who can truly bless God and serve God and serve and bless the people. And we do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's the message for today. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the King, because he is truly worthy to be praised. Let's praise the Lord right now. Give him your praise.
Thank you.
worthy to be praised. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Here's the scriptures for the week. Isaiah 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all of your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases, who redeemeth your life from destruction, who crowneth you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. John 17, verse 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 8, verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This show is a little bit longer than our usual hour. We're going to go a little bit longer because there's a few little announcements that I'd like to make and a few more songs we would like to play. Okay, so just stay with us. First of all, I want to pray for many people that are out there right now that are going through some challenges. They're going through some situations that's beyond their control. It could be with family. It could be with on their job, but just things that's being unfair. People might be stealing from you, taking things that's rightfully yours, being evil. So, Lord, we pray that you will be with these people, and particularly, Lord, as I pray for these people, the first thing came to my mind right now is those that are being persecuted for their witness, for them being a witness of Jesus Christ, believers of Jesus Christ. They're being persecuted for that. Lord Jesus, I lift these people up, our brothers and sisters in the Lord all over the world. Even those here in America that are going through some persecutions because of their belief in you. And all of the people all over the world and some of these ungodly nations, Antichrist nations that are persecuting your people. I lift them up before you right now, Lord Jesus. I lift them up before you in the mighty holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I ask, Lord, that you deliver them. Heal them, Lord, if they've been beaten and hurt. Heal their wounds. And Lord God, if those that have been martyred, let them find a good place, Lord, in heaven with you. A good place in your loving arms, O Lord. And let their reward be great. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. See, there's many of us that are sincere about the Lord. We try to go to church and get a true word from God. And some of the churches that we've gone through, people are just there for money. They're hirelings and not shepherds. And they're there to just really shear the sheep. And they're not giving you a full good word. They're entertaining. They're being motivational speakers. It's a lot of that that's going on. But I have to say, there are really true Christians out there, really true pastors and evangelists out there that are anointed, and they are really giving God's people the true, pure word of God. And some of them are suffering persecutions for that. But they're steadfast, and they are really making sure that you get the true, pure word of God. And I call those people heroes. And I know a few of them. And I call them heroes because they're not afraid of the gospel. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will speak it and they speak it boldly, and I honor that. Lord God, let your spirit be upon these people, your people, Lord, that are truly doing your will in this hour. Your people, O Lord, who are truly, fully, fully, Lord, going forward with the word of God, boldly speaking, knowing the consequences, things that could happen to them, nevertheless, they move forward, Lord. They move forward, and they move with healing fire, O God. They move with healing fire. Bless them and keep them anointed with Holy Spirit and fire power so that your word can go throughout the earth. And continue, Lord, continue to let them move forward so that when the time comes, you will anoint more people, giving them your Holy Spirit and fire. And your Holy Spirit and fire is a healing fire. Thank you, Lord. Give them your healing fire.
Bye.
healing fire from God, the healing fire of the Lord. That's Holy Spirit and fire. So those of you who are out there right now that's under that Holy Spirit and fire anointing, and you're preaching the word of God and you're serving the Lord with your works, your actions, your deeds, continue, because you're just going to increase that much more. Don't stop, because God is great, giving, is going to give you some backup. He's raising up more people that are going to be fully anointed with Holy Spirit and fire power. And it's going to be, they're going to be so anointed that it's going to blow the minds of the world. Hear me, the world. When the Lord let these people loose, it's going to put a stop to everything, the persecution of Christians, the ungodly governments in this world. It's going to do it. It's going to put a stop to all of that, because they're going to see God. They're going to see Christ in you for sure. Christ in you, the hope of glory. They're going to see him rise up from within you. So continue to keep moving, because your anointing is going to get greater. And God is anointing others that's going to join in. And his word will cover the earth. The knowledge of the Lord will fill all the earth as the water covers the sea. Even his glory will fill all the earth as the waters cover the sea. And you will see, the world will see, that God is real. Jesus Christ is truly Lord. And you will see that your work is not in vain. But for you, Christian leaders and pastors, evangelists, and so-called prophets, you know, the ones that call themselves prophets, but they're not those. That's who I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now, you better check yourself, because if you don't check yourself, God will. So in other words, check yourself before God. indeed. Check yourself. If you don't, God will. So check yourself. And if there's any of you out there who have not given your heart totally to the Lord, let me lead you to the Lord right now, even for those who want to rededicate themselves to the Father. Let's do it now. Just repeat after me. Father God, I repent and ask that you forgive me for all of my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, Savior, and King. And I believe that he is the Son of God. Now I ask, O Lord, that you accept me in your life and let me be a child of God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. That's it. If you prayed that prayer, that's all it takes. Now all you have to do is find people, other believers, real believers in the Lord, and fellowship with them. Go to a church or find someone who will baptize you. Because you need to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Even if you've been a Christian for a long time and have not received the Holy Spirit, I speak blessing over you that you will receive the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he brings gifts. If you've been backsliding and you haven't been to church for a while, get up and start going to church and fellowship. Find a good church with a pastor that's anointed who preaches a good word, sincere about God. A pastor who's not playing around, not joking, not looking to entertain or just receive money, but pastors that are really doing the will of God. Find the church. Ask the Lord to lead you. Go there and find these people, so that you can wax strong in the spirit, you can grow and step into your calling, your destiny. You have a destiny. You have a calling. The Lord has written a book about you. You have to fulfill the book that has been written. It's already been written. We've been foreordained. So now we've got to step in. We've got to catch up with the word of God and step into our office, our place. Make up your mind if you're someone who have not even been to church, not even thinking about it. You just happen to hear this broadcast. Well, make up your mind. Go to church and fellowship with other true believers. Come out of the world and go to church. Make up your mind
that
you're going to church.
Now it's Sunday morning. And I believe I'll go to church today. Yeah. I said it's Sunday morning. And I believe I'll go to church today. You see, I'm gonna get down on my knees, oh, and pray some of these blues away. Lord, have mercy. I'm not gonna stay out late at night, fussing and drinking with my old friends. I'm not gonna stay out all hours of the night, cussing and drinking with my old friends. I'm gonna ask the Lord God Almighty, oh, to free me from all my sins. that I should do all the things I never do.
Now about the bad things I do, all the things I always do.
Got to get myself together. Gotta do it, it's now or never.
Some people can and some can't. I'm not saying that I'm a saint, because a saint, no, oh, a saint,
you know I ain't.
Oh, oh, Lord. Wretched man. Gonna free me from myself. That's why I'm going to church this morning. Oh, I need Jesus and nobody else. Oh Lord, somebody help me.
Help me.
Help me, Jesus.
Yes, help me, Jesus. Lord, your people are calling out. And this is a prayer I'm going to pray for many Christian people, Lord, that need you, even those that are not Christians and that are just calling out for help. Here's a prayer. Oh, Father God, I call on you right now because people and spirits are coming against me in every direction, financially, mentally, spiritually, and physically. They are attacking me to the place that I am beginning to feel helpless and hopeless. Many have lied on me, accused me, used me, and threatened me. And now I ask that you fight my battles for me and help me to fight the battles within me. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, my physical enemies, and my spiritual enemies. Give me strength. Give me the strength, Lord, to stand on your word and put my total trust in you. I ask that you fight my battles for me and help me to continue to walk upright in your presence to the best of my ability. I know that if I do my best, you will do the rest. Help me, Lord. Help me, I pray, in Jesus' holy, wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer in faith, if you agreed with me in that prayer in faith, then know that the Lord is going to help you. He's going to deliver you because he is the Savior. Don't forget that.
Always living victory.
praise the Lord. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. You just don't know how much I appreciate it. Tell your friends about UCA Radio, Message and a Music, Message and Music. So you just tell them to dial in or wherever they see the post. Like I said earlier, just click on my picture. We're here every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And so check your time zone and keep in mind that we are a worldwide radio program. So there may be, you know, different times. Well, there will be different times all over the world. So just dial in or click on my picture wherever you see the post of this particular show, and the entire show will play. Okay, and don't forget we have Christian Talk on every Wednesday at 8 p.m., so you might want to tune in with that, hosted by myself and my wife, Tusila McCain. And we always have special guests, so you would enjoy that quite a bit as well. And as most of you know, I have a new single out, a new release. It's on Renegade Records. It's called Jesus So Beautiful. And you can get that on Amazon or iTunes, YouTube. You can download it. Okay, and I'm going to play it now. We're going to end the show with it. Jesus So Beautiful. This is my new single on Renegade Records. It's an upbeat, happy song, so be happy.